Good morning, we're Tima Chayodom, and we're learning Klal Mem Vav, and we saw Simon Tes, which discusses the issue of drinking the shir, which is known as Malei Lugmav. Now, truthfully, the correct phrase is actually Kim Malei Lugmav, which is the way the Chayodom writes it, that the amount that a person has to drink is not Malei Lugmav, but the amount which is Kim Malei Lugmav. Shulchan Aruch Lashon and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. Historic Lishras Mikosh Shal Kiddush Kim Loi Lugmav. He has to drink an amount which is like Malei Lugmav. The Haino Kol She Yisal Kenel Lesad Echad Befiv V'Yerei Malei Lugmav. You would take the liquid in your mouth, move it to one side, and that cheek will look full. So even though your whole mouth is not full, and Lugmav is plural. So it sounds like you're referring to filling up both cheeks. So the Shulchan Aruch says we don't need that. We need something which is like Malei Lugmav. This is based on the Gemara in Yuma in the 8th Perek. The Gemara discusses in regards to Yom Kippur, the shear of drinking is Malei Lugmav. The Mishnah says Malei Lugmav, and the Gemara comes out, it's not really Malei Lugmav, it's something like Malei Lugmav. Kimle Malei Lugmav. So that's an important understanding, number one. So the amount is the amount that you can move to one side and fill up a cheek. So how would you measure that? See, the Bir Halacha over there understands what you do is you fill your mouth totally, and then you would then, instead of swallowing it, you would spit it out into a cup and measure it. And that's the shear of two Malei Lugmav. So you divide that in half, and that amount is the shear of Malei Lugmav. That's the understanding of the Mishnah Berurah, how to calculate Malei Lugmav, and this is relevant for Yom Kippur. Person who has to drink sometimes, they don't have to drink a large amount at one time, so we can space it out, and we tell the person to drink less than a Malei Lugmav each time, and then wait an interval of time in between, so we look at the drinks as not connecting together as being one, so the shear you have to drink is less than a Malei Lugmav. How big is that now? But so we said that this is a subjective amount. It's never larger than Revius, no matter how large you are. The Gemara says, even Ugmel Gaboshon, it's not more than Revius. But in general, the shear is Roy Revius. We assume that the standard person, the size of his Kimole Lugmov, is the size of the majority of a Revius. So that's the amount that you have to drink for Kaishal Bracha. That's relevant for Kiddush, it's relevant for Havdalah. It's relevant for the Dal Kosis. It's relevant for the Kosis of benching. And then we get into the question about saying a bracha achrona. So how large is a revius that we could calculate Roy revius? So there's a famous discussion the Bir Halacha talks about that we seem to have. The Gemara gives us two ways to calculate the size of a revius. One is based on its relationship with eggs, etc. One is based on the relationship of size of volume based on the measure of its bows, of finger breaths. And Tzlach points out that he did this calculation and that the two things do not seem to, when you the two measurements are not the same, they do not seem to concur. So we have to assume that one of them has changed. And therefore, he suggests that the size of the bayim nowadays, that we're using nowadays, are smaller than the bayim which were used by Chazal. Therefore, we have to use something which is larger than the average egg nowadays. The Bir Halacha comes out that when it comes to derises, we have to be machmer on the larger shear. But by the Rabbanons, you do not need to do that. We can assume that the shear that we have nowadays is correct. Because he points out there are other sources against the idea of the slach. And this is a Bir Halacha in Aruch Chaim, Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel, the Bermaskar Shel Revius. So regards to Bracha Achrona, it's a Din Rabbanon. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky points out that we could go with the smaller shear. So what is the smaller shear of a revius? So Moshe Zatzal, Moshe Feinstein calculated the shear of a revius, and he came up with two shearim, a more chamer de kashir and a less chamer de kashir. He felt the larger shear is 4.4 ounces. The smaller shear he calculated is 3.3 ounces, and Reb David Feinstein, who should have a refuah shlema, in his Kol Dodi Haggadah, later on it says that he did a measurement that came to 2.9 ounces, and the Rosh agreed to that. So a Revius is 2.9 ounces, so a Reb Revius is 1.5 ounces. So in order to fulfill the obligation of drinking a Moli Lugma, a person can assume if he drinks 1.5 ounces, he has fulfilled the obligation of drinking a Kimoli Lugmov. In order to say Bracha Achrona, a person would need to consume 2.9 ounces of liquid, 3 ounces of liquid, to be able to feel confident that he could say Bracha Achrona. The Kais is, there is another Chumrah to drink the full Kais, or the majority of the Kais, no matter how large the Kais is. So if you're using an 8-ounce Kais, you would need to drink preferably the whole Kais, and if not, the Rav of the Kais, even though it's much more than the Moli Lugma, or more than Revius even. So therefore it's advisable to use smaller Kais for the Dalet Kais. But in general, that doesn't apply to any other area of halacha of kosher bracha except for dalet kosis. So that's regard to being able to drink a kamoli lugmav and drinking a revius. Now the other thing that I mentioned is that a person is trying to drink less than a kazayas, not to get involved in a suffix, either less than a kazayas or a revius. So how big is a kazayas? And we will leave that for the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.